This poem's called Thanks to Dad, because my dad brought up 5 kids in the early 70s, which was unheard of as a black man being a single parent and bringing up 5 kids, never mind 4 girls and 1 boy. So it's called Thanks to Dad. Thank you, Dad, for bringing us up to be so strong. In my eyes, you could never do any wrong. You were a single dad of 5, bringing us up all alone. Of course there were times when you had a big moan. You taught us how to cook soup, chicken and rice and peas, which I passed on to my daughters, which they now cook with ease. Remember our weekly rotas and the chores we had to do, and the way we all used to argue, no one wanted to clean the loos or clean up the dog's poo. All year long in a tin you would save, half crowns and sixpences in December to us you gave, to buy a present for each other. That's for my 3 sisters and eldest brother. Pam's very first wages that she had waited for ages. Dad sat us all around the kitchen table, and to us all he shared, whilst explaining the importance of sharing to show we really cared. We used to go on outings all along the coast. We'd get up at 5 in the morning to get on the early coach, while the adults were drinking and dancing in the hall. We would rush off to the fair, spending our money on the coconut stalls. Dad used to work at Ford's Motors in Dagenham. On Dad's night shifts, me, Elaine and Pam would sneak out to parties, but not Pam. I hated sports and used to bunk off from school until Dad received a letter and shouted, "Are you taking me for a damn fool?" One day, Roy and Dad were like clashes clay in a ring. When you're young, it can be a scary thing to see. But what they could not see is that they were alike. That's why that day they nearly got into a fight. As an adult, when I became ill, you treated me just the same and explained to me that I was in no way to blame. Due to you, Dad, I managed my condition so well. No one knew the future. None of us could tell. Once on the phone, speaking from JA, you said how proud you were of me. It made me feel so happy. I was smiling though you could not see. You also said to me, "I thought that you would have been dead a long time ago. You were such a sicky girl. Who could have ever known? You never let your condition get you down, and it's always a pleasure to have you around. But it has always been my pleasure to have you as a dad. Without you, Dad, who knows what future I could have had?"